This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Warren Jacker, Joy 94.9 would like to acknowledge and pay respect to the sovereign peoples of the past, present and future generations of the Kulin Nations on whose unceded land we work, live and broadcast from. We would also like to acknowledge all our brother boys and sister girls of the LGBTI communities. A silent storm begins to brew in an ancient land of darkness. With tumultuous force from the crust of the earth, two worlds come together as one, from the past and the present, celebrating culture and spirit, paving the pathway to our future. It's time for dreaming. Urban dreaming. Finding your voice. Finding your spirit. Joy 94.9.
Yes, hello, you're in Urban Dreaming. This is Rami on the mic, and guess who's back?
Grace is back!
Gracie, how are you?
Very well, thank you. It's been a while since I've been in the studio.
Yeah, you've been away. You had an operation.
I did have an operation. I've been trying to fix my broken leg for a year and a half. I think I finally got there. So,
man, what's with us and our leg injuries?
I know, you and me. We just shouldn't do dangerous things. Bloody We're just risk takers. That's what we are.
We live on the edge.
We
I think
do.
It's Yes, yeah, it's one of those things, isn't it? The public waiting list and how we have to wait. I don't know how you went about yours, but I'm on a waiting list for my ACL, and it's been 2.5 years in the waiting. And I just got a call the other night, going, "Yeah, we want you. We want to do the operation, but I'm now of all times, I can't do it. It's like I've got some shows to
I know.
Do. So
you've got some big shows coming up. So
yeah.
It's not good timing, is it?
No, it's not. But I think everything happens in the right time, the right reason too.
It does. So, but we also have a big show coming up tonight.
We do have a great show, actually. So we're going to be discussing a little bit about the Nearmark Awards. Hopefully we'll have Miscellaneous give us a call in between that time and to have a quick chat about that. But if not, we can inform you about who's the winners and
And lots of new music coming out
yeah,
as
new
well
music.
From Mob.
We've got Mojo Juju and we've got Baker Boy with his latest stuff and his award as well. We've got Kian, of course, and there we've got some Indigenous news, some current stuff
we
happening.
We do, we do.
And a big hello, shout out to all our sister girls and brother boys of this community and the Kulin Nation. And to pay respects, of course, to our past, present and future Mob out there who are listening and basically making time to tune into these shows, and specifically people in general. Like, it's good to have the ratings rising and we're getting some great responses from a lot of people. So feel free to tune in, yeah, and get involved with the conversations. That's what we're here for. So we're going to play this track right now. This is Thelma Plum.
It's brand new stuff from Thelma Plum. It's called Clumsy Love and it's on Joy.
Awesome.
In a big old tree for us and no one else. What's hiding behind those sad eyes? Don't start with those lies. I can only love you twice as much before you mess yourself. You're clumsy.
I've got to be she ever gonna go away?
Never gonna
wait,
never gonna wait, hey, never gonna wait.
She ever gonna go away, clumsy old love? You keep me hanging on in my nighty now. Don't keep me hanging on. I've gotta be strong. Tell me I'm the only one, you clumsy old love. You're clumsy.
New stuff there from Thelma Plum. It's called Clumsy Love. She is touring around the country coming up very, very soon. She kicks it off on August 31st. So she'll be in Melbourne on the 15th of September down at Howler in Brunswick. So make sure you do go and check her out. It's her brand new hit, Clumsy Love.
Yeah, what a great song. It's you know, we have some singers who do songs and their particular songs and lyrics with the sound suit exactly what they're singing about. It sounds like a clumsy,
yeah,
sort of, but somehow it makes sense song. Yeah, it's just,
well, it's her first new music in ages. I don't think she had brought anything new out since maybe 2015, since she brought out her EP. So
yeah, good.
It's been
on
a
her.
While since we've had some brand new stuff from her.
She's such a nice girl as well. So yeah, we were just discussing before about the NEMA Awards, and we got Baker Boy. He actually won an award, which is great.
Best new artist or best song? But he's doing heaps of stuff as well. He's just come off Splendor in the Grass shows up in Byron, and he has been touring around the country, and he's got some brand new music out as well that we're going to play in a little bit. It's called Black Magic, and he's teamed up with Dallas Woods again, that he worked on Marionar with. And his first song that he released, Cloud Nine, he was actually working with Kian, and Kian's just released his hit Waiting. So Kian's first hit was with Baker Boy on Cloud Nine. So they're both doing huge stuff at the moment. And Kian's still in high school, you know. We're trying to get him on the show and we can't because he's in school. It's like, oh, sorry, he's got homework. He's got to go to school today. We can't get him in the studio. School holidays.
So true, too, because, I remember being young and we used to sit up till like 12 o'clock at night sometimes, you know, and I know kids these days do it, and I think they're just being a little bit overprotective in a sense. But, you know, hopefully we can make time for him because he's such an amazing artist. And to do what he's doing at his age is just so ahead of his time. It's just
think what I was doing at 16 in high school. Nothing naughty or anything. I was probably watching TV or playing video games or something. And to think, you know, he's out there making huge tracks and teaming up with, you know, Baker Boy, who's another Hottest 100 contender. He was in there at the start of this year, and there's talks of him maybe taking it out early next year as well.
Yeah, so the 15th National Indigenous Music Awards ceremony took place over the weekend at Darwin's Amphitheatre, with Gurumul and Baker Boy winning the most awards of the evening. Rest in peace, Gurumul, who won the Artist of the Year, as well as Album of the Year and the Song of the Year for Jaramiri, which was Child of the Rainbow. That was his last CD. Our last album. Pretty incredible, actually. If you get a chance, you should check that out. And a newcomer, Baker Boy, yeah, also celebrated a huge night, taking home the Best New Talent Award presented by Spotify and Best Music Video for Mariana.
Have you tried to learn that dance? Because I have tried many times. I've seen Baker Boy live a few times, and I've tried to do it with him, the Marionar dance, and I can dance, but I'm just, he's moved too fast for me.
He's a brilliant dancer. I was just saying that to you just earlier, how he's not just an amazing artist as a singer and rapper, but he's also, you know, more so rapping, but then the dancing. I just saw this latest routine that he did with a couple of the boys on the stage, and he's just deadly.
He is, and the song that we're going to play in a little bit of his, Black Magic, that's his fourth single in a year, so to bring out four, you know, to bring out four singles is hard enough, but to bring out four that are all, you know, they're getting better and better, yeah, and better. You know, when Cloud Nine came out, I loved that song, and then Mario, you know, I was obsessed with it. I was like, well, you know, this is his number one hit. He's not going to top this. And then Black Magic to come out, I'm like, well, You're just getting better and better.
Well, it's good to see. It's good to see. And I'll just go through the list, the 2018 National Indigenous Music Award winners. So we had Gurumul as Artist of the Year. Song of the Year was Gurumul's Jaramiri, which we mentioned before. Album of the Year is Gurumul, Jaramiri again. The Best New Talent was Baker Boy. The Film Clip of the Year was Baker Boy for Mariana, featuring Yurumul. And then we had the Community Music Clip of the Year for B-Town Warriors, Thundercloud Burke. The Hall of Fame inductee, that was Roger Knox. The NEMA Special Achievement Award was Central Australian Aboriginal Women's Choir. And the Northern Territory Traditional Music Award went to Baku Wathanalawai, which is Ninyanyu Rom, ancient languages from the New Sound and Kembe dances. So well done to all you guys. Incredible work. And, you know, what you're doing is creating a new platform again for the next generation of newcomers in the music industry.
Yeah, definitely. So we've got some brand new music, as we've said, from Baker Boy and Kian coming up, and it'll be up right after this. You're on Urban Dreaming with Sarami and Gracie.
Hey, you mob, this is Davey, and you're listening to Urban Dreaming on Joy. Deadly.
Can I take you back to the day we met, when I started all my words, and I know that made you laugh, and the way you flicked your hair, and I saw the smile you had. Yeah, I know there's something, no, there's something about you. You've been gone a while, I'm like, where you been? Just split with another man, isn't that line number 10? You say you're feeling alone, and now you need a friend, and know there's something, no, there's something about you. About you, there's something about you. If you got a moment to spare, I've got something to say.
I'm waiting.
Usually impatient, but girl, I'd be happy to wait.
I'm waiting.
I'm losing sleep over dreaming of you. 'Cause if it ain't me, then who? You feel the same. Feel the same. Hope you feel the same. Hope you feel the same. I walk away, she slams the door. I should've let you know, I should've told you more. Put my heart in my sleep, but don't know where it's gone. There's something missing, something new, there's something about you. She says she been thinking, I say thinking about. But in my mind I kinda already figured it out. You say you're feeling something, I said I feel it too. It's like there's something, no, there's something about you. To spare, I've got something to say.
I'm waiting.
I'm usually impatient, but girl, I'd be happy to wait.
I'm waiting.
I'm losing sleep over dreaming of you. 'Cause if it ain't me, then who? You feel the same.
I'm waiting.
You feel the same.
I'm waiting.
You feel the same. Waiting for you, always patient for you. Yes, I am. Hope you feel the same.
Waiting for you, always patient for you. Yes, I am.
If you got a moment to spare, I've got something to say. I'm usually impatient, but girl, I'd be happy to wait. I'm losing sleep over dreaming of you. If it ain't me, then you feel the same. You feel the same. You feel the same. I'm happy to wait for you, girl. Yes, I am. Oh,
hi, this is Gal. You're listening to Urban Dreaming on 94.9. Oh, I forgot to say Joy. My bad. Okay.
gal there.
That is great. That is great. You're just saying you was actually going to tell her, no, we'll keep that. And she's like, no, don't keep it.
Yeah, no, when I remember when she was recording it, she's like, oh, damn it, and kept re-recording it. And then when I was cutting it, I was like, oh, no, I'm going to keep that in.
I love it. Hey, actually, on that idea of station IDs, I think it's like I want to put the word out. If anyone's interested in coming into Urban Dreaming, specifically Indigenous Mob, here's an opportunity for you to get on radio, get your voices, and basically just get your introduction to the radio as well, because we have some courses available. And if you want to get on radio, the opportunity is here.
Yeah, if you're not sure, because I remember when I, you know, was talking about coming to Joy, I was like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to want to be on air or, you know, in a radio studio. Obviously, you don't have to be on air. You can do production and paneling and podcasting and front desk, heaps of different stuff. But, you know, I got the chance to come in and I was like, no, this is definitely something I want to do. So if you're not sure if you want to, you know, do the course or be volunteering or working in radio, definitely come into Urban Dreaming and you can, you know, sit by the panel and watch and have a yarn and see if it's something that you want to do. And at least that way, you know, you've got the contacts and the foot in the door and you can go and do the Taste of Radio course or you can come in and have yarns with us every week.
Yeah, the skills are really, you know, I guess they're life-changing. I know when I've done radio, I found that at first it was quite confrontational because it's something that, you know, the idea of you talking and sometimes you might be talking by yourself. It might be just in the studio by yourself. So you need to be a talker, of course. But the idea of being trained and someone showing you how to do specific things is so handy to have in your life. These are life skills that I've been using for the last 20 years and I don't regret one thing.
No, so. And it's so much fun. And, you know, there's no pressure to, you don't have to be here every week. You know, you can come in, have a yarn with us and then go away and have a think about it. And then if you want to come in, and it's also a way to promote yourself and have a chat about, you know, what you're doing. So if you do want to come into Urban Dreaming, please get in touch. And we've heard from Thelma Plum and we just heard from Kian with Waiting.
Yes, Kian. So Kian stepped into the spotlight with his killer chorus on Baker Boy's debut track. That was on Cloud 9 back in May 2017. And he's only 16 years of age, who hails from the goldfield town of Castlemaine in Victoria, a life surrounded by music and songwriters and rappers. So he's no stranger to the inner workings of the music scene. So, yeah, 16 years of age. Imagine being able to be that talented at that age in regards to music.
Yeah, so he wrote that at 14 and then recorded it at 15 and then decided to release it at 16. So not even something like, oh, okay, he's 16 years old. Like, that song came out when he was 14. He just was maybe like, oh, I don't want to make people feel bad, so I'll wait till I'm a little bit older to release it.
It's just incredible, isn't it? And then you see these young talents who aren't even trained, you know, and they're just naturally evolved into these amazing performers. And I think that's the thing, isn't it? Some people have that natural ability and others like ourselves, with, you know, in regards to radio, for example, what we said before is we need to be trained to get to these skills. So, you know, it's a long process for some and easier for others, but either way you will get there in the end.
Yeah, and I love that, you know, all these people are collaborating together, you know. Kian was on Cloud 9 with Baker Boy and that song came, you know, with them wanting to release a song together. You know, they'd met each other up in the Northern Territory and they wanted to release a tune, and then Cloud 9 came out of that with Kian doing the chorus on that song as well. And then for Baker Boy to go off and work with Dallas Woods and releasing his album, and Kian to release Waiting as well, really supportive of each other, and then doing some amazing solo work as well, which is great.
Yeah, that's a really good example, actually, because there's a lot of artists specifically who've collaborated with each other, and that was generally through conferences or just meetings or seminars from schools, etc. And there's actually quite a few of those artists who are still doing that today, and it's just incredible to see. And I think it's the other thing too about finding inspiration. You know, you come to these particular events or festivals, and you just get inspiration, and you find certain artists are doing their things because they're just following the pathway of their, I guess, their instinctual knowledge.
Yeah, I think when I go to those events, it's bad because I go and I hear this great music that's being played and performed. I'm like, yes, I love singing, I love performing. I'm going to go and write a single. And then I leave and I'm like, you cannot sing. So that, like, I could release music, I could learn an instrument, but I always want to be obviously the center stage. And I'm like, I don't want to be in the back, you know, playing the guitar. I want to be up front singing. And yeah, I can't sing. Maybe I could start, I don't know, doing some hip-hop or rap.
Yeah, but the beauty is you can do this stuff and you can synthesize your voice, you know, through...
Exactly. Thank you, Auto-Tune.
Auto-Tune.
My new best friend. I'll just never do a live tour. Britney Spears lip-syncs everything, so I'll start lip-syncing everything.
That's right. Follow her example.
Exactly.
Maybe don't.
If you don't have it, just fake it. We're going to go back to not very long ago, seeing as they've, you know, both got these brand new singles out, to last year when they teamed up for their first single together. It's Baker Boy's first single, Cloud Nine. It's featuring Kian and it's on Urban Dreaming.
Joe, Baker Boy in the town. I'm on cloud nine. They see you really humble, don't ever change, you be humble. Let you bring in it, no one that I just think about thought, don't ever time back and get it. Way, get no one turn, do that, I effort when you billing out a cabal, couldn't angle return, book on no dial, come yet on. We're gonna fly high like an eagle, don't wanna see no ego, don't think about it, let's go. Just hold on to my hands and let's go, let's go. Gotta do a Baker Boy, young man, not a boy. You think it's coming like a toy? I'm a human being, just like you and me. We are family, stop the jealousy. Come with me now, break it down. No side of town, stop in the climb. Be the person that checks in the ground. So at the end of the day, you be found. So never back down, back down, back down. You wanna be as good as me, boy, better practice. Step back with the power of my blackness. You wanna be as good as me, boy, better practice. Step back with the power of my blackness.
Can't stop me now.
Can't stop me.
You can bring me down.
Bring it down.
Coming down,
cloud nine.
Can't stop me now. You can bring me down. I'm on cloud nine.
Whenever the truth comes out, your heart is ripping out. You gotta stay strong to die. Bigger the crowd, the bigger we are. Cause the internet changes the line. Cause they don't want us divine. From the human race, always on the case. Ending up getting chased. Now we're standing in chains. Flashback, being black. Reality hits back. Your system was whack. I'm trying to find a way to change it. Because not a lick and I'm a balandan. Wala lick and one malaya to come now. My rich man go malabalanya billy yama. Bring it deep while I do all the purungwanga. Gurkum na purungal nga nali bili miritin nga ni jika marijuana na puli ka po na mirna nga wanna be as good as me, boy, better practice. Step back with the power of my blackness. Wanna be as good as me, boy, better practice. Step back with the power of my blackness.
Can't stop me now. You can bring me down.
Down, down.
I'm on cloud nine.
Cloud nine.
I'm not coming down. Can't stop me now. You can bring me down. I'm on cloud nine. I'm not coming down. Can't stop me now. You can bring me down. I'm on cloud nine. I'm not coming down. Can't stop me now. You can bring me down. I'm on cloud nine. I'm not coming down. Can't stop me now.
Can't stop me.
You can bring me down.
You can't bring me down.
I'm on cloud nine. Coming down,
I'm not coming.
Can't
down.
Stop me now.
Can't stop me.
You can bring me down.
Can't bring me down.
Hello, this is Bart Willoughby on Urban Dreaming. What a great way to dream.
I don't know where I belong. for you to say. It ain't no thing, but I'm the one, you ain't the one. Been living in the skin. If you wanna call me something, call it to my face. But I will not apologize for taking up this space. Every time you cut me down, I'm gonna come back fierce. The time is through for being nice. Let's call it what it is.
Mojo Juju there with brand new stuff. It's called Native Tongue. It's
yeah, Dreaming. Love it, love it. She actually played at the Arts Centre just the other night.
Yeah, she did. The 1st of August, she was there doing some preview shows because she's got a new album coming out. She hasn't set a release date, but it is coming out very, very, very soon.
So. Well, it's actually the, and she came up with a new single on August the 1st called Think Twice. And to mark the release of the glorious new single, Think Twice, Melbourne's own Mojo Juju is poised to take her incomparable live show on the road. So she's going to be, she'll be touring a lot. We actually were meant to have her in the studio this evening, but we're hoping to have her next week because she's so busy. But yeah, we'll get back to you on that because this is someone we definitely want to have a chat with. So
yeah, well, with new music and we're just being at the Arts Centre, I can imagine that her schedule is flat chat.
It's a wonder how they do it, eh, these musicians? I've seen, like, for example, Dan Sultan's a very good example of that as well. You know, the news is what happened to him. He had an actual public breakdown. The pressures that these artists go through, the expectations of society in regards to their music and you know, because you don't want to let your fans down, do you? You get to that stage where, you know you want to do as much as possible, do as many gigs as you can, but you're only one person.
Exactly. Especially, yeah, if you are a solo performer as well, you have a small band. You don't have, you know, in a big band, you have the support of your fellow bandmates. If you're a solo artist, it's a bit tricky because you might be playing all your music and touring by yourself. Someone like, you know, Tash Sultana, that does all her sounds herself. So she's on tour. Obviously, she's got management and everything, but on stage, that's just her. That's all her work. So it can be quite isolating as well. And also, I think, you know, you hear these people on radio, especially someone that like Baker Boy and Count that, and Thelma Plum that get a lot of airplay. Thelma Plum's on, you know, our daytime Melbourne's Most Uplifting Music Mix. They're all on Triple J. They're getting airtime. You think, oh, okay, so they're just making music, but they're not making a lot of money from this. So they're all working second jobs as well, that just to support themselves, to pay their rent, they're probably paying for their own tours, a lot of them as well.
Exactly.
So it's really important to get down and see these guys' gigs and support them because they are out there, you know, really, really doing the hard slog, trying to make a name for themselves and get their music out there. And, you know, we all love their music and you're not going to be able to keep listening to it if you're not out there supporting them. And as I said, Thelma Plum is in Melbourne in the next couple of weeks down at Howler, so make sure you check her out. Baker Boy has just come off touring around the country. He doesn't have any shows at the moment coming up, but I'm sure he will. And obviously, Kian is in school. And Mojo Juju, we're just waiting for her to announce her tour. But yeah, make sure you are supporting these guys and listening to their music and buying their CDs, buying their vinyls, if that's how you listen to music, and getting down there and showing them some love because we love them.
And keep it up. Keep it coming because I think it's always good to have, even though we love the old music, it's, you know, we're keeping current with the new, and that's the idea of what Urban Dreaming is too, because it's about coming together and, you know, knowing the past and knowing the present and working together to collaborate and finding new ways of coming together and working together. So yeah. Important. So we're going to try a new segment right now. This is a new Indigenous news segment, and we're going to read like a professional news report.
Yeah, we're going to get our news voices on.
Joy News.
Rocky Road to Reconciliation. This is a political memoir of sorts documenting 7 years of intellectual hard grind and recognition lobbying efforts.
Remote partnership to harvest employment. Aboriginal people on Cape York are branching into the timber business as Rio Tinto expands its bauxite operations in Queensland.
That's bauxite. Education opens door to policy. So sometimes life hands you a lucky break. At other times, you have to make that luck yourself.
Child welfare, top priority. Child welfare should take precedence over fears of creating a new stolen generation, said Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull.
The Indigenous Voice wins support. The Business Council of Australia wants a referendum to establish an Indigenous voice to Parliament within a year of an election.
Treaty is the second door. Noel Pearson has denied that linking a voice to Parliament to treaties will make any vote harder to pass.
World Heritage List looks to Burup, I think it is. Scientists, heritage experts and Indigenous custodians are at World Heritage Summit on protecting Burup's rock art.
Able to make own laws. Nigel Scullion has invited Aboriginal groups to submit proposals to regain control of land, services and funding.
This is a life and death matter. In a stirring speech, Cape York leader Noel Pearson tells First Nations people not to accept the word of ordinary person.
Two people side by side. Yothu Yindi Foundation Deputy Chairman Jawa Yunapingu has called for two peoples, two laws, living side by side in unity.
Scullion talks nation to nation. Gullawai Yunapingu has raised Captain Cook's before pledging to ask governments to hand Australia back.
These diggers deserved better. John Bowman and Alison Kadzov examine how many Aboriginal servicemen came home to face racism and exclusion.
Dondale Boys justice delayed. The Northern Territory government has been accused of stalling a class action brought by the inmates of the Dondale Youth Detention Centre.
Armed struggle, a risk, Dodson. Failure to make good for past wrongs could turn into organised armed resistance in Indigenous Australia, says Mick Dodson.
Child sex report kept a secret. The Queensland government took 16 months to release a damning report on child sexual abuse.
I may have been wrong on ATSIC, A-T-S-I-C. Amanda Vanstone says it was probably a mistake to dismantle the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Commission.
You think? For new option of Indigenous voices, Malcolm Turnbull has been offered a way around his rejection of Indigenous constitutional recognition.
The troubled sacred lands. South Australian Premier Stephen Marshall tours the troubled AP lands that fall under his Aboriginal affairs portfolio.
Hope amid lingering sadness. Roaring into town on a stolen Harley Davidson, whip it thin on solid black boots, Kerry Salters is cut from the different cloth.
Nation's history retold. These stories could not be further apart. One is a tale of hope and discovery. The other recounts outback Aboriginal massacres.
Massacre site lists grows to 250. Dozens of more Australian frontier war massacres sites have been identified, taking the verified number of incidents up to 250.
Chef the Keeper of Ancient Arts. Scottish-born chef Jock Zonfrillo has won an international award for his work with native Australian foods.
Laws failing traditional owners. The head of the Tennant Creek, largest Aboriginal corporations, has called for the Land Rights Act to be reviewed.
Cashless welfare on the cards. A Tennant Creek group is considering asking for a cashless welfare trial and for Aboriginal elders to advise judges.
And last but not least, Opera House frames art. Paintings by the Indigenous artists are to be displayed on the sale of the Sydney Opera House.
Joy News.
And that was Urban Dreaming News.
Urban Dreaming.
You might not have recognised our voices because we were doing our news voices.
Yes.
But it is the same two people. And they would not have noticed my mistake had you not interrupted me because I was speaking with my professional news voice.
Isn't it great? And yet I made a mistake too, but you didn't correct me, so that's very nice of you.
No, because I don't want to embarrass you.
Love it. So, yeah, we can't pronounce everything correctly. And that's the other thing about pronunciation. Like, we will be introducing more of language learnings, specifically from this country, this land, the Kulin Nation, because I find it's vital that we remember that the land in which we're standing here is the Kulin Nation. And there is, you know, in respect to country and culture in general, we should always try to learn a few words just to, you know, to find ways to communicate.
Definitely, and I think, you know, with the few words that we do have that places are named after, a lot of people don't realise that they're Indigenous words, or because they just come into your natural vocabulary. So you don't think Yarra and Birrung Ma and, you know, these words actual have come from somewhere from Indigenous language.
Mm. I think it's interesting in general because I'm learning another language. I'm learning a bit of Spanish right now.
Oh, yes, you are.
And it's just the idea of, you know, You speak to someone who's actually from that country and they're correcting you, and the opposite happens when we try to teach them more English, and it can be frustrating because you don't practice this language every day, of course, you know, so there's this thing of adjusting and of course adapting to this particular way of speaking. It's not naturally your tongue, so it's just I personally love the idea of learning language, but I don't find it easy at all.
No, it's a different way that you're using your brain, especially, you know, when you're in a learning environment like primary, high school or university, you're using your brain in that kind of way and capacity every single day. So it's easier to, I guess, to start learning a language. But for you and I that may not have studied in a while, well, I know I haven't studied in ages, my brain hasn't been learning in that capacity or that way. So for me to, you know, go and start learning a language, my brain's like, I'm very tired. Like, I haven't done this kind of exercise in a while. What are you doing? What are you trying to make me do?
Yeah.
But, you know, it's really important, and, you know, I'm jealous of people that are bilingual that get those opportunities. And, you know, I could be bilingual, I could go and learn a language, but it is quite difficult, especially if you don't have someone that you can communicate that language with.
Exactly. They say, you know, practice makes perfect, but I always was told practice makes permanent. So the more you practice, it's like riding a bike. You know, you've got to start off from scratch and work your way up to get to that point where your muscle memory takes it on board. So I think, yeah, never think anything is perfect. It's more about finding that permanency in regards to how you can learn something. But, yeah, what other song do we have?
We have Ziggy Ramo with Blackface. It's here on Urban Dreaming. You're on Joy.
A Perth mother has dressed her son up as West Coast Eagles player Nick Natanui for a school costume day, deciding to paint his skin brown. She'd been warned it was a horrible idea, but said she was glad she grew a set of balls and went through with it. The mother also added that there were too many politically correct extremists these days. Her child actually ended up winning the Book Week parade.
Our black skin is not a costume for you to assume. Damn right, I ain't got room to be amused. We ain't amused for your amusement. You were born as a heaven sent. Half of my kin wasn't born as human. So excuse the nuisance and dealing with our feelings. It's appealing black skin comes with some glass feelings. So you think you're queen and you really just demeaning the meaning of the being of another human being. What's the meaning of all this hate? You think you celebrate, but you ain't even related to the state of the black fate. So tell me what's behind your son's black face. White skin, he can never embrace the struggle within. See the difference between your children and Nick now. Is they can go to school with their books in their backpack. Go and win a medal for their skin, your paint black. Head home, take a shower, cleanse their skin and that's that. But we can never take our black off. Parents can never get back their children that was lost. I mean, stole from their home. You paint your skin black, but you don't wear it as your own. Australia, grow a fucking backbone. I ain't beating around the bush no more. Settle the score you choose to ignore. We were here before, time to wipe the floor clean. No sham wow. Got me wondering how. 2016, we got white people speaking on behalf of we, your black entertainment. I know you like goods better as a footy player. And Eddie Betts be a monkey at best. As long as the 70 others behave themselves, you love them just like the rest. Give it a rest, it's been weighing on my chest. Why white pieces always move first in chess? Why is black the appropriate funeral dress? And my country don't care about people in distress. Black is not a costume, black is not a face. I'm an educated black man, I don't know my place. Black is not a costume. Black is not a face, I'm an educated black man. My best friend had a baby, got me thinking. I wanted to grow up in a world that needs convincing. That degraded race is somehow entertainment. The fact we need persuading or the fact we keep debating. We got grown people acting dumb. Parents, please parent you young. And see your daughters and sons. Blackface is not a costume. Find another one. We be DJ Khaled. We need another one. Aaliyah, age ain't nothing but a number. Race ain't nothing but a color. So even though your dad's white, he's still my brother. And no matter what they say, I always love you. I ain't spread hate, I spread love for one another. See the same hate for race. It's the same hate to tell a leader to stay in a place. But fuck that, baby girl, do your thing. This ain't PC, this is easy. Please believe me, this ain't PC. This is return of the Mac, the return of the black. The empire strike back, cause we in here going back to back. Wouldn't be astray without another face painted black. But now it's back to that. Back to telling blacks like how to act.
back. Racially abusers tell us how to react. I'm yelling, fuck that, you need to check your facts. Fight for the rights of whites to wear blackface. Don't fight for the rights of those to blackface. Man, it's such a disgrace. We need to learn our history, need to learn our place. Cause black is not a costume, black is not a face. I'm an educated black man, I don't know my place. Black is not a costume, black is not a face. I'm an educated black man, I don't know my place. Hey, I don't know my place.
This is Nat Mac, and you're on Urban Dreaming. Wanyanalum.
Everywhere we walk upon in this world, one indigenous group or another has once lived there before for thousands and thousands of years. One of the most intricate and respectful ways to inhabit that place. We need to remember that.
You're on indigenous land, original clans. Since beginning of man, countless years out on this land. Living so grand, allowed to command. Intrinsic alarm, never disband. 60,000 plus, following law before this sight of hand. Through the seasons and sacred plants, injurious forms for many lost fans. From the desert down to the clay pan, tropics and mountaintops, swamps and oceans. Sanctified beaches, no equivalent. Swept with the tide, deeply advanced. Warriors pose so poised in a stance. Out of wisdom, truth never by chance. Sorcerers, elixirs, and transcendence. Standing in love across every expanse. Message sublime, it's in the hands. Reflects from beauty from all that expands. Infused with the magic, majestic and grand. Murder your mind, thought of cool land. No more body, call it the band. Koko Yalanji Bangarang, Yong Yo Pai Mirana Brungam, Yota Yota Bunwarang. Where is it you standing, man? Whose land you standing on? Know the history, know the facts. This indigenous land that you are on. Indigenous land is where you stand. Indigenous land is where you be.
Is where you be.
Indigenous land, it always was. Indigenous land, always will be.
Always will be.
Indigenous land is where you stand. Indigenous land is where you be.
Is where you be.
Indigenous land, it always was. Indigenous land, always will be. Lest we forget the frontier wars and the genocide blueprint that does live on. That's in custody, it sees no more prolific than ever forced by big ghosts. Still they gallivant and they war boss. Children again and again stolen in the blink of an eye. They get with us and then they are gone. We still amidst all these storms, 230 years on. Village and score, culture ignore. Fictions in city is adorned. All of our sacredness shaken and sworn. All the while on indigenous land, we are living out the lies upon. Does your mind realize the storm? As they're posting subliminal dawn. From ancestors on the rise on. They do not belong. A perpetual cycle of wounds. It's been glorious. We will time bomb. But yeah, all of our kingdoms still here, still live on. We still countless original, limitless indigenous nations. They don't broken chain of law. Ancestors sing along. They giving us more. Endlessly, they giving us more. From the desert to the shore. They delivering law. They singing the law. For forevermore. Indigenous land is where you stand. Indigenous land is where you be.
Is where you be.
Indigenous land, it always was. Indigenous land, always will be.
Always will be.
Indigenous land is where you stand. Indigenous land is where you be.
Is where you be.
Indigenous land, it always was. Indigenous land, always will be.
Always will be.
Always will be.
I'm Jambo, Miezi Michi, what's good? My name is Wani, and you're listening to Urban Dreaming on Joy 94.9.
You're on Urban Dreaming with Grace and Sarami, and that was Dreaming Now, their brand new single.
How deadly is that? Neil Morris, man. He's a legend. He's just going and rising and rising.
We were cranking that one up because I was saying to you that I really like hip-hop. I really like indigenous hip-hop because we just played Ziggy Ramo before that with Blackface, and you were like, put this song on!
Yeah, because we got to interview Neil as well. He came to the studio and chatted more about his work and you know, his next sort of ambitions to become, I guess, the best that he can become, like what we all try to do, isn't it? But his work has just grown so much since the last probably last 5 years that I've seen him do his stuff, and it's gone independent, you know. Like a lot of his work is very much his own work, and that last track just then was specifically his voice plus his own backings as well.
Yeah, so they're called Dreaming Now with River Boy, and the song is called Indigenous Land, and it is on all streaming services. If you want to go and check it out, make sure you do give it a listen, because I know I'm going to have it on repeat.
for sure. And it's good. That's what I love about radio too. If you ever want to get in radio, the idea of learning new artists, you know, and you get to learn new music and you actually become more open to music as well. I've learned to listen to more of stuff that I didn't usually listen to, you know?
Definitely, especially if you get stuck in, like, my music taste is quite broad. Like, I love hip-hop and, like, Indigenous and American hip-hop, and I love musical theatre and 80s pop. Like, mine is quite broad. But if you are stuck, you know, if you like one particular genre, if you really like hip-hop or pop or rap or metal, you know, you might not, like, be that kind of person that's like, all right, I'll go on, you know, Spotify or iTunes or whatever you're listening to and download this other artist because that's not what you normally listen to. But when as soon as someone plays it, like, I've introduced heaps of my friends to a lot of music, especially Indigenous music, that they might not actively, you know, seek to listen to. And then they're like, we love this stuff. Like, where are you finding this? I'm like, you know, that's how you find all these new artists is from, like, I wouldn't know that song's out there until you mentioned.
Exactly. And we did mention earlier too, if you want to get into radio, we have an opportunity for you. Urban Dreaming is always looking for co-hosts as well for the show, specifically giving a call out if you're interested. And we can train you up to get you into learning more about radio and getting the skills. We just actually booked in one of our sister girls recently. She's going to be starting next week. So she's really excited. You know, the whole idea about getting into radio and learning all the logistical stuff, right down to actually announcing.
It is a very, very rigorous training session, though. We're going to have you in here at 6 a.m. every day. You'll be in here until midnight.
No, not the case. And also,
it is fun in here.
The beauty of this place specifically is you get to choose, really what we were saying before, about choosing your genre, what you want to sort of bring out, the particular show that you want to create. You know, and if it sounds good to them and they love the idea or the concept of what you want to create, and then you've just got nothing but support from everyone here. It's just
incredible. Definitely. And you're also not kind of pigeonholed to one show either. You know, I work on Urban Dreaming and I do Melbourne's Most Uplifting Music Mix, and you can get involved with heaps of other shows. If you're like, oh, I would love to do Urban Dreaming, but I really want to do, you know, my own show that plays folk music or pop music or whatever, or talks about LGBTI issues or, you know, issues that, you know, that we're facing as a country, then you can do that as well. You know, you have the opportunity to be on as many shows as you like.
And that's good you said that as well, because Maddie, who was in Urban Dreaming for quite a while, was basically his introduction was through Urban Dreaming, and then he went on to the breakfast shows.
Yes, and he's got to get up very early tomorrow morning to present Wednesday mornings.
You know what I mean? So that idea of just, stepping, using one show as a platform to create another show that you might think that you could probably do yourself or otherwise collaborate with others. It's
also huge collaboration, like lots of contacts here. You might be not sure what you want to do or not confident to host or panel a show by yourself and then meet someone that's the same and then you've got similar ideas. Like, yes, I've been waiting for someone to come in here. Let's do a show together.
Yeah. So if you want to be involved, guys, just give us an SMS on 0427 Joy 949. Otherwise, you can phone us direct. That's 1300 569 949.
Or you can email on air at joy.org.au. Or you can head to our webpage as well, which is joy.org.au. It's almost time for us to go home, but we do have one more song. This one is Baker Boy.
Of course.
Who else would it be? Well, I'm like, I haven't been here in like 5 or 6 weeks. Oh, I'm like, I'm going to play
this
as much Baker Boy as I can.
Love it.
But this is his new track that I promised that we would play, and it's teamed up with Dallas Woods, who he's teamed up with before, and it's called Black Magic, and it's on Joy on Urban Dreaming.
Deadly.
Black magic, either you do or don't have it. Young, black, and gifted, talking the whole package. Magic, magic, life, camera, action. You are now witnessing the power. Unstoppable peace. We used to be together, living happily, beautiful weather. Thought it was forever, calling mama Vida Su. Like a wonder, you got a tomorrow, no malign. Now, Portugal, let you come, not in my yellow line. Reminiscing, chilling, wishing, laying down eyes closed. Sticking, mission, twisting, flipping, spinning, you're one mass. I got representing Arakumala. This is how I wanna live, but welcome, Marga Duka, proud, Ninaya, but I need black magic. Either you do or don't have it. Young, black, and gifted, talking the whole package. Magic, magic, lights, camera, action. You are now witnessing the power of black magic. Black magic. You are now witnessing the power.
When we gonna see another Mabo? Someone who really cares about tomorrow, not about where to get his next Badu. We need more Kathy Freemans, possibly more free men. These days, blacks getting locked up for no reason. Archie wrote to him while I'm preaching. Arms for the beggar, man. They took our children away, apparently for the better, man. Now they take our land, big money for the settlement. Kevin Rudd said sorry and they thought that it was settled. But that ain't settled shit. Middle finger to politicians. The day I listen will be the day that I see a difference. Our people in Windham gonna see cop for normal prison. They think that it's living, but it is to see a different vision. Young, black, and talented, we all fit the description. What a time to be alive, boy, I die for my district. Vivid picture, the lyrical, not maturing, and I'm pointing out my skin. Nicki Women, boy, you know I'm black magic.
Either you do or don't have it. Young, black, and gifted, talking the whole package. Magic, magic, lights, camera, action. You are now witnessing the power of black magic.
Black skin, white skin, centuries fighting. Straight to the point like I just stuck the knife in.
Throw me to the bush, come out as a warrior. Put me in the city, come out as a prime minister.
If you don't want to close the gap, then close your gap. Heat a combo, I'm cold like that.
Yes, Triple J is stoked to bring you the world premiere of the music video with Baker Boy and Dallas Woods, giving you Serious Attitude on locations shot around Melbourne and the Mornington Peninsula. Yes, at the young age of Dallas Woods, he developed the uncanny ability to find humour in unlikely places. Poverty, suicide, abuses of all kinds are common themes in his life. Its relentless exposure provides the metal to cut through his demons to apply words to the tsunami of feelings and thoughts. Yes, Dallas writes with the wealth of humility, knowledge and humour, and it's how he copes. He's a Noongar man raised in the East Kimberley, and Dallas is a quintessential underdog who dropped out of school at the age of 14 and ran amok, heading straight for the justice system. He's very open about this, and in 2007, the Indigenous Hip Hop Projects, which I got to work with him on. And
yes,
this fellow is deadly. I got to see him actually developing his work. We were just discussing before how he got into wanting to be a rap artist. And then he teamed up with Dallas and basically took him under his and took him under his wing. And since then, they've just been best friends and just been collaborating.
Yeah, they've collaborated on a few songs. And that one there, Black Magic, is brand new stuff from them that's just been released.
Yeah.
And yeah, they have just dropped their video first premiering on Triple J, but it is now across the internet on YouTube and Facebook, so you can go and check that out and have a listen, have a watch as well, because as we said, Baker Boy's a sick dancer and he's got some really good moves in that one.
Mm, so is Dallas, actually. You want to see Dallas dance, incredible.
Yeah, but when they team up, they're definitely a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah, yeah. I guess, guys, you know, it's come to that point of the time. The Urban Dreaming has to stop now for now until next week. But it's just been a pleasure once again having you all listening in and tuning in.
I know, it's been good to be back. I've missed all of you, but we'll be back next week and we'll have some guests in.
And we've been missing you too.
Oh, thank you. Hopefully we'll get Mojo Juju to come in, and I'm still trying to get Baker Boy in.
It'll happen. We'll be doing a pre-record with him, and he'll
If I talk about him enough on radio and play enough of his music, maybe he'll listen in and come in.
What you create is what you make. All right, guys, thanks so much. Take care. This is Sarami signing out.
And Gracie.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.